Villas.
And this is Tim Shaw here on Lunch on Live on Live 89.5. A 24-year-old Australian man from Surry Hills in Sydney. He's got a master's degree in human rights. His name is Angus Watson, and he has been deported from Myanmar. And this took place firstly after he had attended a protest on the 7th of May. And I'm going to let him tell his own story. Angus Watson, welcome to Lunch on Live with Tim Shaw.
Thank you very much, Tim.
Mate, I want you to take us through exactly what happened to you on the 7th of May. You were actually attending a protest, some 200 protesters. What were they protesting about and why were you there?
Well, firstly, I was there in the capacity as a journalist reporting for the Democratic Voice of Burma, which is a Thailand-based news organisation covering Burmese political issues. The protest was about greater press freedom in Burma. Now, one of our journalists, Mr. Zorpay, is currently serving a one-year prison sentence in Magway, central Burma, the town in which I travelled to report the protest of over 200 people that day.
Can you explain for me the organisation that you work for? And I understand Mr. Pagway also works for DVB, the Democratic Voice of Burma.
So DVB is an organisation that was set up in exile during the time of the former military junta in Myanmar. The organisation exists primarily in Chiang Mai, northern Thailand, and broadcasts TV, radio, and updates a website to bring free and fair information to the people of Burma who have had to rely for a long time in the past on government information services only.
Let's talk about your deportation from Myanmar. What are the allegations against you and how do you respond to them?
The allegation is that I shouldn't have been acting as a reporter based on the visa that I had been issued by the Democratic Voice of Burma. Democratic Voice of Burma furnished me with a business visa under the impression that a business visa from a multimedia organisation who exists to report the news should entitle their workers to do just that. The Burmese government has deported me on a visa technicality, suggesting that I should have had a specific journalist visa as opposed to a business visa. Now, journalist visas are much more difficult to obtain. They're issued only by the Ministry of Information as opposed to the Ministry of Immigration, which issues all other visas to all people travelling to Burma.
How were you treated by the authorities, Angus Watson?
The authorities were in no way interested in speaking to me in English at any stage. Luckily, I was travelling with reporter colleagues from the Democratic Voice of Burma who were locally based and obviously spoke Burmese and were able to deal with these people for me. They initially came to my hotel shortly after the protest, just after I'd been able to file my written piece for the Democratic Voice of Burma. They treated me very fairly, actually, in the sense that they were incredibly polite. They had their job to do, which was given to them by Mr. Kim Yi, who's the Minister for Immigration in Naypyidaw, the capital of Burma. They had their orders, which was to get me out of the country, which they fulfilled. I was treated very fairly in that sense.
You say you were covering the demonstration for press freedom, not demonstrating yourself. What are the restrictions on press freedoms in Burma?
So it's important to note that up until 2011, when there was a change in government in Burma, press freedom was virtually non-existent. The pre-publication censorship laws meant that journalists had to present to the Ministry of Information exactly what they intended on reporting before they did so, which obviously crippled any sort of democratic press in Burma. Now, things have changed. However, some elements of the Burmese government are changing more quickly than others. So presidential decrees have removed pre-publication censorship laws. However, the Ministry of Information still retains some licensing restrictions. So, for example, you can have your publishing license revoked if you publish something which violates the Constitution or other sort of loosely worded terms like that.
I'm speaking with Angus Watson. He was deported from Myanmar yesterday. He's an Australian journalist. Talking about journalism, as an international reporter, you were deported to Thailand, but are local journalists so lucky, Angus?
Well, no, they certainly aren't. As I said before, our Magway correspondent, which is the town which held the rally on the 7th, has been imprisoned for 1 year on the spurious charge of disturbing a civil servant whilst on duty, as he attempted to interview an education official as to the allocation of Japanese-funded scholarship money within the town. Now, I think that's quite indicative of the way that certain elements of the Burmese government use criminal codes or civil law, which is in no way related to press law, which should cover journalistic ethics and integrity. They're using laws extra to press law in order to silence journalists such as Zorpe, who's now serving a year in prison.
What inspired you as an Australian man, a master's in human rights degree that you hold, what inspired you to leave Australia and go and work for the Democratic Voice of Burma?
Well, the Democratic Voice of Burma are a particularly interesting news organisation in terms of their organisational structure and their motive, which is to provide the people of Burma with a free press. I've been incredibly interested in Burma for a while now, since my first trip there in 2011. As you say, I did a Master of Human Rights, which I used to research many elements of Burmese political and social life. So naturally I was inclined to come over here and cover Burmese issues.
Just finally, Angus, Aung San Suu Kyi, of course, winning the Nobel Peace Prize, the Norwegian government decided to assist way back in 1988, some of those student protesters, and this is how the Democratic Voice of Burma, DVB.no, was established. Is, to your knowledge, Aung San Suu Kyi fully supportive of the work of DVB and its local and international journalists?
Yes, she... DVB holds like a very... Sorry?
Go ahead.
DVB does hold... Aung San Suu Kyi does hold a special place for DVB in her heart, as well as other news organisations that existed in exile, such as the Irrawaddy, which set itself up in Thailand during the time of military rule, and Mizima, who set themselves up in India during that same time. Aung San Suu Kyi knows the benefits that these media organisations set on providing free media to the Burmese people. She knows how important they are. I mean, things are changing for Aung San Suu Kyi as well. She's now an elected member of parliament, and she has to deal a little bit differently to the way she did in the past when she was an icon or she was obviously a political actor, but not in the same sense that she is today.
When do you believe it's likely you can return to Burma?
I think that it's going to take me a few weeks at least to be able to get another visa. I haven't actually been declared a persona non grata, despite being deported, which might make it a little bit easier for me to get a visa. But for certain, I won't be able to get back in on a business visa. I'll have to apply for these much stricter journalist visas.
I understand. I want to thank you very much for your time, and I know you need to get back to an editorial meeting up there in Chiang Mai. If you do make it down to Phuket, it'd be my pleasure to welcome you live here in the studio. And thank you, and look after yourself. Australian journalists have pioneered all over the world, Angus Watson, and being in the right place at the wrong time or the wrong place at the right time can sometimes be a challenge. Good luck to you, and we look forward to staying in touch with you. For all of our listeners too, importantly, if you'd like to know more about the Democratic Voice of Burma, please go to DVB, D for Democratic, V for Voice, B for Burma.no, N-O standing for Norway. Angus Watson, thank you.
Thank you. Thank you very much, Tim.
Thank you, Angus Watson, an Australian journalist who was deported yesterday from Myanmar. You've heard his story. I'd love your comments on 076-612-895. James Morrison on the way, and your calls. Go to facebook.com, The Phuket News.